This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Avrom Ben Reb Yosef Soriago and L'schus the engagement of Shneir Zalman Skirder with Chaya Lubin and L'schus Shneir Zalman Aster in honor of his birth. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Sholem Mordechai HaLevi Ben Rivka for Gula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the path to happiness. The Rambam writes that when rejoicing on Yom Tov, one should not be involved in drinking and frivolity, and claim he is increasing in simcha, for this is not simcha, just wildness and foolishness. We were commanded to have simcha which always involves avodas Hashem, and this cannot be done when wild or drunk. During the times of the Baal Shem Tov, there lived a chassid in the town of Lubavitch known as Yisrael der Lebediker, the lively one. Even at 90 years old, he would still daven and learn Tanakh and Mishnayis with the excitement and energy of a young man. He was wont to say, a mitzvah without kavana is like a body without a neshama. The kavana must be that it comes from the commander Hashem, who schleps us out from all sorts of blata, mud. So if I, Yisraelik, who am nothing, merited to fulfill the commandment of Hashem, I should jump and dance from absolute joy. The Torah says that as a result of not serving Hashem with simcha, the Yidden will have to serve their enemies. The Alter Rebbe explained that these refer to the many challenges, mekatregim, which a Yid encounters in parnasa, health, and children. They are destroyed through one's davening with his pilus and being joyous from recognizing Hashem. The Alter Rebbe would command those who have troubles to daven with song and simcha, for it sweetens the judgments on a person and chases away all the mekatregim, the adversaries. The Mittal Rebbe noted that this has been tried with successful result, baduk umenusa. The Mittal Rebbe writes that every person, even those who are immersed in deep thoughts of chassidus when they daven, must literally say psukei dezimra out loud with song, for it brings simcha. In addition, it is necessary to have simcha shel mitzvah in the literal sense, to the extent that when putting on talis and tefillin or giving tzedakah, one should feel an excitement in his heart that he is able to cause pleasure to his creator. He should ignore those who mock him in this and who only derive happiness from physical pleasures. The Arizal once told his Talmud Reb Chaim Vital that the reason he merited Ruach HaKodesh and revelation of Eliyahu HaNavi was because of his great joy in fulfilling mitzvahs. The Rebbe said this is a lesson for every person, that through joy in fulfilling mitzvahs, one can reach great heights. A chassid complained to the Alter Rebbe that his mind was being assailed with foreign thoughts. The Alter Rebbe told him, they gather in empty space, meaning the foreign thoughts come when the mind is not filled with thoughts of Torah and mitzvahs. The Rebbe explained that the same is with simcha. If a person does not have joy in fulfilling mitzvahs, then his happiness will be expressed in other things. When his chassidim davened, the holy tzaddik Reb Naftali of Ropshitz would walk up and down the Beis Medrash, scrutinizing each chassid. One morning after davening, he commented, today I saw Reb Tzvi de Shamash dancing with great ecstasy. He can dance, and it is not in vain, for he will grow into a mighty tree from which many great men will find shelter. But quite in contrast to him, I saw another man dancing, and he named him. What a pity to wear out a good pair of shoes on dancing of that sort. One night on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Talmidim of Temchit Mimim in Dokshitz went to the Chosid of Rabbi Yeshua Lein to farbring and rejoice in Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Entering the Sukkah, he asked them, what kind of Simcha can one possibly have without learning the Maimor Shaftem beforehand? The Bachrim went to bring a few Ukutei Torahs from their home, and then they learned the Maimor together for over an hour. Then, with an appreciation and feeling of Chosidus, they were able to rejoice dancing till late at night. In the beginning of the Alter Rebbe's Nesiyas, he discontinued the practice of the Chassidim to arouse atzvus, sadness, over their wrongdoings. The Chassidim thought they were also able to do away with merirus, bitterness, over avedus, and were therefore constantly in a state of simcha. Later, the Alter Rebbe wrote in Tanya that there is a benefit to feelings of bitterness for avedus, for it serves as a necessary prerequisite for joy. The Chassidim then understood that it was only melancholy and despair which the Alter Rebbe had negated. The Rebbe said that in our times, we no longer have the emotional strength to do tshuva with bitterness. Rather, we must do tshuva with simcha. The Rebbe explained that truthfully, tshuva is a great cause for simcha, for there can be no greater joy than finding oneself and being reunited with our father like a prince returning after a long separation to his father, the king. The Tzaddik Reb Nachman of Breslev writes that a person should discover within himself the minutest amount of good and be joyful from it. Furthermore, a person should be joyful even through pointless activities such as dancing, and this will bring him to Simcha. The Rebbe said that one should make sure to be joyful even from gashmiyistika things, if that is what makes him happy in his current state. Once a person will be in a state of Simcha, he will be able to draw himself towards joy of mitzvahs. Of course, this does not include hoilulus, because even if the person feels happy during that moment, he will later regret it and there will not be any Simcha. On Yutes Kislev Tovkuf Samach Beis, the Alter Rebbe held the Sudas Haidah for his release from prison 3 years earlier. Many hundreds of chassidim gathered from far and wide to take part in this great simcha. After the maimer which the Alter Rebbe said before all of the chassidim, the Alter Rebbe sat down for a suda together with sons and brothers and a few select elder chassidim. During the suda, the Alter Rebbe spoke, revealing many new ideas. After the suda, some chassidim begged the Rebbe's son Reb Moshe to share with them that which was said, and Reb Moshe agreed on condition that they would not pass it on. The chassid Isaac Humler, who heard from Reb Moshe, related one point as it is relevant to all chassidim. I have a tradition from the Baal Shem Tov that foolishness, sadness, and feeling of self-worth are considered by chassidim as avedus d'oraisa, avedus from the Torah. Acute perception, joy brought about through finding the good in everything, and calm swiftness are considered to be mitzvahs d'oraisa, mitzvahs from the Torah. On the words of Tilim that one should not mingle with leitzim, with jokers, Chazal say that this refers to plishtim. The Alter Rebbe explains that this is a klipa which directs a person to be unrestrained, mefulash, and speak as he pleases. In order to reach true simcha, which comes from Ahavas Hashem, one must preface it with fear of Hashem, which is the beginning of all avodah. The Rebbe explains that there are two opposite expressions of laughter. One of Kedusha, where the joy in one's connection to Hashem is openly expressed, and another of Klipa, when Leitzim express an empty joy of Hoilulus. To prevent the joy of Kedusha from leading to Hoilulus, it is necessary to have Bittul and fear of Hashem. Chazal established that to be trusted as a chaver regarding Meiser and Tahara, one must refrain from excessive laughter. Laughter and lightheadedness can lead to negative behavior. On the pasuk comparing Torah to oil, the Medrash explains, just as oil does not blend with other liquids, Torah cannot mix with Leitzanus. If a drop of water falls into a cup full of oil, it will not combine, but rather replace an oil drop. Similarly, a word of Torah that enters one's heart automatically replaces a Leitzanus, and conversely, empty ideas will take the place of Torah. In a sicha said to children, the Rebbe explained a lesson to be learned from Zman Simchoseinu. The Yetzer Hara, seeing a Yiddish child in a state of simcha, tries to confuse him and draw him into hilulus and acting wildly, breaking the order of Torah and mitzvahs. From Sukkot, celebrating Simchas Beis HaShieva and Simchas Torah, we see that simcha is to come from Torah and mitzvahs. When simcha comes from serving Hashem, one must be much more careful to follow the directives of Hashem. When this is so, then even when joyous and tired from the dancing as well, he will not forget to make a bracha on food or drink taken to continue with Simchas Yom Tov. This does not subtract from his simcha, but adds to his enthusiasm in fulfilling the entire Torah. On one occasion, the Rebbe said, simcha needs to be connected with mitzvahs and not in a manner of hoilulus. There is no reason to have to warn Yidden about this, especially chassidim, and particularly chassidim of the nasi of the generation.